This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they thought they were chasing a ghost story until the lights started chasing them.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, hey, thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. You can leave us a voicemail. The number is 855-853-4802. If you prefer writing it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper's here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I've had a busy, busy day.
Yeah.
Today, I had two different interviews, and one of them was with the Savannah Paranormal Museum.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. They open in May, and they have all kinds of haunted objects in there. And like when you walk in, first you kind of go through the history of the paranormal, like some of the first documented accounts of ghosts and legends and stuff. And then you go into like the 1800s when they did seances and the whole spiritualist movement, and then kind of more modern ghost hunting. But it was really interesting, like some of the items they have in there and some, you know, how people would just drop off haunted objects to them and be like, I don't know what to do this with this. It's ruining my life. Can you please take it? And so I'm like, what do you do with all of the things that you get? You know, do you display all of them? And he said, some of them, they just don't feel good about it all, and they actually bury them. And that Ooh. Is, so if someone has a haunted object that they're like, you know, the doll keeps staring at me and it's haunting my house, I can't deal with it, properly bury it, is what he said. Like, basically, and it kind of makes some sense when you think about it, like, because when you have a funeral for someone, you know, it's a, you say goodbye and it's some ritual and it's a closure.
Yeah.
That maybe that's what the spirit needs, is that closure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was interesting. They have a haunted Jack in the Box. But it's not like the kind we think, it's an old school one, like really Ooh. Old.
So creepy?
Yeah. And so it was just very interesting. And the guy was fantastic. He was really, really good. So it was really interesting. Very, very interesting. It's a place that I think you and I should go to just in general. Savannah, think of all the fun things we could do there, including the museum.
We'll add it to our list of the...
Our list just keeps getting longer and longer.
Like, don't we have, like, Greece and, like, different countries?
We have all of the places. Ireland.
We even have Ireland on there.
Yeah, we have Ireland. We talk all the time about places we want to go. We just need to start making it happen. You finally got here last year. And so that was big. You got to come spend a week with me.
That was really fun.
I know. We'll do that again next summer.
Yeah.
So let's go to our first story. It says, this happened when I was in high school about 7 years ago. Still one of the strangest things I've ever experienced. Back then, I worked at this tiny old movie theater in my hometown. I'd usually be there alone, but sometimes my friends would come by to hang out while I closed up. Two of them, James and Ethan, came by pretty often, usually just to raid the leftover popcorn and mess around while I cleaned up. One night while they were hanging out, they started telling me about this old cemetery they'd found about 15 minutes out of town. They said they had seen blue lights there, not flashlights, not car headlights, but actual floating blue lights. Of course, I thought they were trying to mess with me, so I told them fine. If they were still around after I got off work, I'd go with them. I didn't finish until almost 2 a.m. The whole town was asleep by then. They were still waiting, so I grabbed my keys. My dad was letting me borrow his pickup at the time, and I told them I'd drive. If this was some kind of prank, I at least wanted to control the vehicle. I get that. The roads got smaller and darker the farther we went, just long stretches of dirt and trees. The headlights barely lit the way, and I kept driving slower and slower because I was scared of hitting a deer. I also get that. Finally, James pointed ahead and said, "We're almost there." We came around a bend, and there it was, a steep hill leading down to a narrow wooden bridge. On the other side of the bridge was another hill, and at the top, surrounded by trees, was a little cemetery. There was an old sign by the bridge that said, "St. Paul's Church Cemetery, established 1805. It looked like it was straight out of a horror movie. I didn't trust that bridge one bit. I was not about to drive my dad's truck across it, so I parked right before it. I told them both I was not getting out of the truck, and they didn't argue, so we just sat there, engine off, total darkness. And after a couple of minutes, our eyes started to adjust, and I could see fireflies blinking at the graves. So I said, "Well, there you go. Those are your blue lights, fireflies." James smiled and said, "No, wait for it." And then a little bit later, that's when it started. At first, it was just one faint blue light in the distance, then another and another, but they weren't like anything I'd seen before. Soft, glowing, almost like a flame, but moving through the trees. I thought maybe there were headlights from a road nearby, but there wasn't one close enough for that. The nearest house was a couple miles away. The lights kept multiplying, 10, 20, maybe 30 of them, weaving through the cemetery like they were floating over the ground. Then the lights started moving closer, and it was mesmerizing. It was slow, rhythmic motion of blue orbs coming down the hill toward us. And that's when I saw it. One light, bigger and brighter than the rest, appeared at the top of the hill. It wasn't flickering. It was solid. As it got closer, it changed shape, stretching, glowing brighter until it looked like the outline of a human torso. I don't know how to describe the feeling that hit me. It wasn't fear exactly. It was a deep, overwhelming emotion that came out of nowhere. I wasn't scared, not really. It was more like awe. Like something inside me just knew what I was seeing wasn't from this world. James whispered, "What the hell is that?" I couldn't even answer him. The orbs were all around the cemetery now, and the biggest one was moving straight toward the bridge. That's when I said, "We need to go right now." Something inside me, that gut instinct that's half fear, half warning, told me to leave. I turned the key in the ignition, and are you surprised? Nothing happened. I just knew it. It's like, oh no. I tried again, still nothing. By the third try, I was panicking. I said out loud, come on, come on, come on. The blue orb was almost on the bridge now, right in front of us. Fourth try, it started. Headlights came on. Every single light vanished. They were just gone. I threw the truck in reverse, hit the gas so hard the tires spun on the dirt. We didn't stop until we saw the glow of streetlights back in town. When I dropped them off, we sat there for a minute, still shaking. We tried to come up with an explanation. Could it have been people playing a prank? I don't think so. There were too many lights moving too fast. Could it have been headlights from the highway? There were too many trees. None of it made sense. So that night I couldn't sleep. Every sound made me jump. I kept thinking maybe something had followed me home, maybe one of those lights. I stayed up online trying to find anyone who had seen something. Most of what I found were stories about blue spirit orbs, people saying they were angels or guides, just spiritual energy. Some said blue meant peace or protection. Others said it meant communication from the other side. A couple of weeks later, I told another friend, and of course, she begged me to take her out there. I said, absolutely not at night, but I did agree to go during the day. We drove out the same dirt roads, parked in front of the bridge, walked the rest of the way up the hill. The cemetery was small, maybe 50 graves total. Some were so old you could barely read the names. The newest stone was from 2005. The whole place was quiet, peaceful even, but it still had a heavy feeling. We looked around for anything that could have explained the lights, reflectors, wiring, anything, but nothing. From the top of the hill, you could see how far away the highway really was. No way we were seeing headlights through those trees. To this day, I still have no idea what I saw. That's Bailey from Illinois.
Oh, that's creepy.
So creepy. So creepy.
We don't really hear about like floating lights that often, especially in cemeteries.
Well, and it's weird because there was like the one big one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could it be spirits? Because I have heard that about blue orbs. Because when I went to my sister's, where Kathy used to live, and when we were there a year and a half or so ago, we were in the apartment upstairs helping Kathy get some stuff that she had left there. And we took a picture, and there was this big blue orb in the picture. And so I looked that up, and that's exactly what it said, is what she said about what blue orbs represent, which I thought was kind of interesting because I'm like, obviously it's nothing horrible. It's just a blue orb. But seeing them in that way almost feels like, is it spirits or is it alien activity? You know what I mean? Because aliens, like you see the weird lights in the sky or something, and then is it? I don't know.
I don't know, but that's weird. It's a really cool story, though.
It does make sense that the truck wouldn't start. Because there would, I would think if you're seeing all those blue orbs, there's got to be some weird energy.
Yeah.
So it would make sense why a car wouldn't start.
Maybe that's that horror movie cliche is somehow accurate.
I knew as soon as she said she went to start the truck, I'm like, I know it ain't going to start. It didn't start. Oh, that was so creepy. I have no idea what that is. If somebody has a good suggestion, let us know. You can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com and let us know what you think it is. But I don't have it. Kind of, you think it's spirits because it's happening in a cemetery.
Yeah.
But that's, you think you would hear more stories like that. So is it just some weird atmosphere thing?
I don't know, maybe right just there? A whole bunch of ghosts were like, hey, you know what would be
party
funny?
Time.
If we all just like turn into lights and like freak some people out, we're dead, why not?
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hi, my name is Jeremy Parker. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, from the suburbs of Atlanta, from a small town called Marietta. Live very close to Kennesaw Mountain, which is an area where one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War was fought, or so I was taught growing up. And it wasn't that uncommon for ghost stories to be part of the vernacular in the South. It was pretty mainstream for people to have experiences or, you know, to kind of be tied up in the kind of folklore of the South. And actually, the real experiences of people growing up in that area. In addition to my hometown being where one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War was caught, there was obviously a large displacement of Native Americans that happened over the course of history there, too. So the energy of the land is very charged, and you can kind of feel that when you go there. This story is something that I feel like I've always told to friends and the family and around campfires, but I just feel like it's something that's always stuck with me, and I felt like it's one of the realest experiences that I've ever had, so that's why I wanted to share it with you. When I was in high school, I was probably 16 or 17, myself and three of my friends were coming back from a concert in Atlanta, which is about a 35-minute drive, and myself and my friends lived in, you know, a pretty rural park close to the mountain, Kennesaw Mountain, close to where the battlefield was, close to where there's, you know, all these stories of apparitions and spirits. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning, and we are driving home, and I'm taking my friends home one by one back to their parents' house after this concert. We are completely sober, no psychedelics, no marijuana, no alcohol, no nothing. At this point, we are completely sober teenagers coming home from a late-night concert. We're in the middle of the woods, and there's nothing around. And I pull up to the stop sign, and I look to my left, and there's an illuminated figure standing there. Very cliche ghost experience. You could see through him. This apparition was bearded. He had a robe on. He was carrying a staff, and he looked like Moses. It was I don't know any other way to describe him, but he felt very biblical to me. And all of my friends saw it. All three of them did. All four of us did. I was driving, and he was to the left of me, and he was kind of looking through us, not staring at us, and he felt peaceful. It didn't feel like a dark energy. It felt almost like a guardian energy. And my friends, you know, immediately were like, go, go, go. And so the rational part kicked in, and I was like, I need to know what that was. And so I drove back around a couple times, and I can't remember exactly how many times I circled back, but it must have been 2 to 3 times, and I would say on the third or fourth time, the spirit just vanished before us. And we all acknowledged it, but we didn't really talk about it, and we never really talked about it, but it's something that stuck with me, and I was convinced on my drive home that night after dropping my friends off that that spirit was going to follow me home. So I went home and I said, listen, if you need me to communicate something to you and to this life that you weren't able to do or you're not able to do because you've passed, I'm happy to do that. But please understand that you were probably once living too and had a spirit come visit you in the middle of the night. It would have been a terrifying experience. So please respect the fact that I am still living, or in this spiritual plane at least. Grant me the courtesy to please show yourself, you know, within reason. And I listed, you know, the limitations, if you will, of his kind of reveal. So I said, if you're going to show yourself, please do it either in the daytime or when I'm surrounded by friends, and I'm happy to help you out. But I never heard or never saw from that spirit again, and this was probably 20 years ago. I don't know. I felt like maybe looking back on it, there was something potentially bad was going to happen, or he was guarding us or stopping us from something potentially tragic happening to us. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's the truth, but I can't really think of any other reason that he would be there except to kind of act as a guardian to us. And the story, I saw a spirit, and it happened quickly, and I haven't seen him since. But definitely 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, believe that spirits are real. And I know, because I've seen one. All right, that's my story. Thank you so much.
Okay, so that is another new twist on a ghost story, because we have heard of lots of apparitions But this guy basically saw something that looked like Moses. That's what's interesting to me. Kind of that robe and the staff and...
Mm-hmm.
So I get where he would think this is a guardian spirit.
Or maybe it's just some weird wizard dude in the woods.
And that's it. Maybe he encountered a wizard that was like, which way am I supposed to be going? I don't know. I
have to go collect my shillings.
Because I need them. But I love how he got home and he was like, okay, here's the deal. You can communicate with me, but here's what I need you to do.
Only during the day.
only during the day. I'm with people. With my friends. Like, you're not going to scare me because it probably happened to you when you were living and it scared you. I don't want you to scare me. Which I get that. Like, making a deal with your guardian spirit, I think, is kind of amazing. But I get to why you would think that would be a guardian. You know, yeah. I think if you saw a man with, you know, your typical, stereotypical top hat guy, you know, who's like standing on the corner, it's like, well, there's the top hat man or there's the shadow man. Because you hear all those stories. There's Moses. And that's a new one.
Hey, there's Moses.
Now, there's Moses. Now what? Like, because that would be like, how do I help Moses? Does he need help getting back to where he is? You know, I don't know. He's Moses. He doesn't need me.
Is the warlock wizard Moses guy okay?
Because I just need to know for sure. But it sounded like his other friend saw it too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I would deal with that. I find that one to be kind of creepy. But I also think maybe it was a guardian spirit. Maybe it kept them safe.
Or maybe your guardian warlock wizard Moses.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it was a guardian wizard. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't have any more maybes.
maybe it's your guardian wizard.
Well, if you have a ghost story or a guardian wizard story, call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can do that. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. 'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. 'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. 'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. 'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. 'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.